I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
No matter what country you're in, it starts where you live. That where somebody needs compassion, you will share compassion. Compassion, of course, is two things. One is it's listening, presence, and empathy, which is what you do when you really can't do something specific. And the other half of compassion is when there's something specific to be done, do it. If you can provide medication, if you can open your wallet and give to an organization that is very trustworthy and is known to be able to have an impact in missions, especially in health missions, then you might do that. But compassion has both of those faces, the listening, empathy, and presence side, and the action side. Both of those are compassion.
We have an opportunity, it seems, as the church, even in the first century, was there helping those that were struggling with disease. Now there's opportunities yet today to show the love of Christ in maybe some places far away or even close to home.
Right. And you never know when that's going to happen. The refugee situation. Refugees can be at higher risk of HIV just because of sexual violence and women selling their bodies because they feel they have no other thing to do to get money. And many of those things, which obviously we haven't time to explore further. But compassion is doing the right thing on sometimes without warning. When a situation comes up and you can suddenly be compassionate to someone, to suddenly remember, as the Samaritan did, now's the time to respond. And if you're prepared by an attitude of compassion, then you're more likely to respond with acts of compassion when the unexpected opportunity hits. And it could be here or it could be anywhere on earth.
Good words today from Dr. Reginald Finger, who serves on the faculty of Indiana Wesleyan University, teaches in the areas of epidemiology, biostatistics, research methods, and supervises practicum assignments for the Masters of Public Health program. We've been talking today about World AIDS Day, and I guess Dr. Finger, the bottom line is that we need to get informed, and then, as you say, to look for ways that we can listen and be present and then do what needs to be done.
That is a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Neil.
Yeah,
appreciate your opportunity to talk with you.
Dr. Reginald Finger is a member of the Christian Medical and Dental Association joining us today here on Connecting Faith.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.